This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Renee Montaigne. Congress will hear from a group of U.S. attorneys tomorrow who were asked to resign last December. The question is whether the firings were politically motivated. Yesterday, a Republican senator from New Mexico said he called one of those U.S. attorneys last year to ask about a corruption investigation into some New Mexico Democrats. The prosecutor believes he was fired because he didn't indict any of the Democrats before the 2006 elections. NPR Justice reporter Ari Shapiro has been following the story and joins us here in the studio. Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, the senator in question is Pete Domenici.
Right. Republican from New Mexico, and his office released a statement yesterday saying that Domenici did call his state's U.S. attorney, David Iglesias, late last year. Part of the statement says, "I asked Mr. Iglesias if he could tell me what was going on in that investigation," meaning the corruption investigation, "and give me an idea of what time frame we were looking at." Now, Senator Domenici says it was a short conversation. He says he did not pressure or threaten Iglesias. But his statement also says that months before he made that call, he suggested to the Justice Department that perhaps Mr. Iglesias should be replaced because Senator Domenici thought his office was slow in handling cases.
If the senator called a prosecutor to ask about a pending investigation, could that be an ethics violation?
You know, it's possible. I spoke with one ethics expert yesterday named Ken Gross, who's a lawyer here in Washington, who thinks that really the line is at this question of whether he was pressured or threatened. He said, you know, if a member of Congress just calls to check in on the status of an investigation, that doesn't necessarily constitute an ethics violation. But if there was pressure, and it should be noted that David Iglesias said last week he felt pressured by these phone calls, then possibly that could be an ethics violation.
Now, was it a surprise that Domenici admitted, this call?
Well, the fact that Domenici was the one who placed the call wasn't really that much of a surprise. Iglesias said last week that he received calls from two members of Congress, and frankly, the congressional delegation from New Mexico is not that large, so it was really a process of elimination. So now Domenici has confirmed that he was one of the callers. The question remains, who was the other? And David Iglesias is scheduled to testify under subpoena tomorrow on Capitol Hill, and he says in that testimony he will reveal, if asked, all the details about exactly who called him, when he was called, what was said, etc.
Okay, so how does the Justice Department explain these findings?
Well, they say that...
The firings, rather, sorry.
Right. They say that Iglesias and the other U.S. attorneys who were asked to leave were all fired for performance-related reasons. They say they would never fire anybody for political reasons. And they also note that U.S. attorneys serve at the pleasure of the president, so any of them can be asked to resign for any reason or no reason at any time.
And if Congress were to find this to be a problem, what can it do about it?
Well, they're talking about rolling back a law. The reauthorization of the Patriot Act gave the attorney general more authority to appoint interim U.S. attorneys. And so there's a group of senators that are talking about rolling that back to restore some authority to the Senate.
NPR Justice reporter Ari Shapiro, thanks very much.
You're welcome.